Spring is in the air at Littleton Coin Company, and we want to help you brighten your collection. Visit us at littletoncoin.com all month long to enjoy 15% off your purchase. With a wide selection of coins, paper money, supplies, and more, Littleton Coin Company has something for every collector's taste. Use promo code SPRING at littletoncoin.com for 15% off your purchase all month long. Restrictions apply. Littleton Coin Company. Serving collectors since 1945.
What's the easiest choice you can make? Window instead of middle seat? Picking a vendor who sends a great gift basket? Outsourcing business tasks you hate? What about selling with Shopify? Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage? Shopify's there to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell. Wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/try. Go to shopify.com/try now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/try.
Connor Happer.
I got a taco.
One taco?
No, it was like five.
Mike Schaefer.
You don't like a tiny pig?
I don't have never thought of a tiny pig.
This is Happer and Schaefer.
Alan Bell's going to join us in a second. Quickly here, Ohio State basketball, who, not so coincidentally, will end up being Nebraska basketball's next opponent, January 2nd. They haven't played a game since December 11th, missed a couple games in there, returned to practice, and now have called off their next game, which was supposed to be on Tuesday against New Orleans. Chris Holtman said, quote, "Our guys are progressing through the COVID return to play protocol as well, but we just don't have the numbers or readiness to play a game yet." So by the time they roll around to Lincoln on January 2nd, they will not have played a game in 22 days.
Yeah. And that's if they can get enough players back to even play that game.
You would think so. But
it just
that's enough of a buffer, I think. But
right.
That's this coming Sunday, by the way.
And if more guys end up testing positive, that would be, I mean, I don't remember how many days Nebraska was shut down for. How many days?
It was
21 days.
It may have been more.
I thought it was 3 weeks. Was it 4 weeks?
It was 3 weeks and some change, I think, last year.
Always forget the change.
Yeah, they always forget the change. That's what they do. Speaking of COVID, let's talk about the NFL.
Say, let's talk to Alan Bell.
No, well, we'll bring in Alan Bell to talk about the NFL, which also happens to be, having its own COVID situation right now. Good morning, Alan.
Good morning. Yeah, I thought you were going to segue. Hey, speaking of COVID, let's just talk to Alan. I either have it constantly, I just keep getting it, even though I'm completely vaccinated.
How do you?
That would just be bad luck.
How do you manage it from a betting? You really got to focus on some of these things if you're going to go betting on NFL games right now.
Dude, it's so hard, and in these bowl games are impossible, right? So anybody out there that's betting on these games, I feel your pain, dude. It's hard. It's very hard. I'll say this: I found so much more success betting player props than betting, spreads and totals right now, because you just don't know. I mean, you just don't know. You've got to wait until literally the last second, so you're getting the worst line out there. Yeah, I would suggest anybody that's betting, look at player props. You could find a lot more success there right now.
How much does when you see a guy on a run like Mark Andrews has in terms of yardage, how much does Vegas bump up when they see he's had 100 plus yards the last three games? They're ravaged by COVID. They don't have a lot of passing options anyways. Is that someone that you're tracking from a perspective of, okay, if that number is sitting around 61 yards, you're really looking at it? Or what do you do with a guy like that when he's on a bit of a run?
Yeah, absolutely. And you nailed it right there. You had to put a number in your head, right? If the number is below this number, right, I'm betting the over automatically, okay? And there's a couple of guys coming into this weekend that were kind of in that category, him being one of them. Cooper Kupp, You know, he seemingly, you know, his number every week is like 104 receiving yards, and my man just keeps crushing it, right? Like, he's just an animal. And then Jonathan Taylor with the Colts, you know, he entered this weekend with 11 straight rushing touchdowns, you know? So he actually didn't get one. So, you know, there you go. But, yeah, man, like, you know, when you have streaks and stuff like this, yeah, absolutely ride those trends, man. They're telling you something.
So around this time, hopefully not forever here, but you got COVID to deal with. If you're doing the Bulls, you're doing that, and like opt outs, you got to watch all that. And then around this time of year, specifically weather, I wanted to ask you about this because Schaefer mentioned something that you kind of had thought about before. How do you approach betting on games or even props when you know that snow is going to be a factor? Is it different? When it's snow versus rain or snow versus, you know, windy snow, like, I guess, how do you come down on all that stuff?
Yeah, definitely. So I'll say this, man, you know, snow is really not that big of a factor, honestly. You know, we saw the Seahawks and the Bears yesterday.
Yeah.
And, you know, those two teams, for two not very good teams, you know, them putting up 46, 47 points, whatever it was, like, pretty strong, right? So, like, snow, I don't necessarily worry about. It's what you just said. You know, rain, that can absolutely have an effect on games. But to be completely honest with you, for me, it's wind. If you have a game that's really windy, like, it's going to affect not only, you know, both teams passing in the game. It's going to affect field goals. It's going to affect extra points. Like, go back to that first Patriots and Bills game when it was super cold and, you know,
yep.
and snowing. Like, I wasn't really worried about the cold. Wasn't really worried about, you know, the snow precipitation. It was the wind.
Yeah, it was like 60 miles an hour wind. Yeah.
Yeah. So, wind, like, for me, wind is the absolute number one factor.
You're right there in Nashville. I feel like the Titans are sneakily right on the precipice of getting a very important bye if the Chiefs were to drop one more game. Do you think the Titans would benefit more than almost anyone in the NFL by having that extra week given the status of Derrick Henry?
Oh, God, yes. They really would. You know, not and yeah, first Henry, but not only him. I mean, this entire team. Like, you know, they went into this game against the 49ers, you know, with two starting linemen that were out, you know, then it was a COVID situation, but still, like, they haven't played one game this year where their offensive line that started the game finished the game, right? Like, I mean, this team is just banged up everywhere. So, you know, it would help a ton. Look, I don't think it's going to happen. The Chiefs are the best team in the NFL, and I don't see them stopping anytime soon. But the good thing for the Titans is that they play the Dolphins this week. If they didn't get a win at home against Miami, all right, week 18 they play the Texans. So even if they don't get the, you know, the number one seed, they can seemingly use that game against the Texans a little bit, you know, rest some guys who need it. So they've got some options there. But, yeah, like the number one seed for them would be super, super massive.
Which team would you rather play less? Right now, I think if we put aside the Chiefs, because you just mentioned they're the best team, they also seem to be one of, if not the hottest team right now.
Yeah.
But as far as peaking at the right time, I'm going to pinpoint the Bills and the Cowboys. Which team would you want to play less right now?
Oh, God. Probably the Cowboys, to be honest with you. The Bills are good, but they're still, like, you could get after them, right? Like, there were chances where, New England could get back in that game. Dallas, when they're on offensively, you're done. Like, you're just toast, unless you're a team like the Chiefs or the Packers, you know, somebody that's, like, super high echelon that can play. Like, everybody else is going to be toast because you just can't keep up. And you look at their defense and what Diggs and everybody else is doing. I mean, they're just on fire. They remind me of the Chiefs so much in the sense of this, that it's so much offensive that you pay attention to, and then you look up and you're like, my God, like, the defense scores touchdowns too every week. Like, this is a problem. You know what I mean? So, yeah, like, unless you're like the Chiefs or the Packers or somebody, dude, Cowboys are scary right now.
Everyone knows therapy is great for solving problems, but getting therapy has its own problems too, like finding the right therapist, fitting into their schedule, and of course, the cost. Well, BetterHelp can solve those problems. It's totally online and built around your schedule. It's surprisingly affordable too. Connect with a credentialed therapist by phone, video, or online chat, all from the comfort of your home. Visit betterhelp.com to learn more and save 10% on your first month. That's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Do we think the Cardinals are undergoing kind of one of those ruts that some of these teams like the Bills, the Chiefs, the Cowboys went through, where you kind of either started to write them off a little bit, or do we think that there's real red flag issues with this Cardinals team as they're leaking oil down the finish line?
Oh, there are red flags for sure, and it's mostly on their head coach. Like, Cliff Kingsbury has done this since college. He's done this with Arizona already as well. Like, they start super hot, and they just kind of, the wheels fall off, you know, towards the end. Now, I still have to see it out. Like, I'm not going to say that, like, that's absolutely what happens, because anytime you have Kyler as your quarterback, dude, you can win a game, right? Like, I mean, that team is good. But no, man, like, this is a red flag, because we've already seen it on two different levels out of Cliff Kingsbury, and it's happening again. So, you know, we'll see. The Colts are a good team. They're another one up there. Like, there are not a lot of people want to play the Colts right now. They're playing excellent football. So I'll give Arizona the benefit of the doubt there, but it's a red flag for me for sure.
Well, a lot of stuff is kind of, or at least it's getting close to sorted out in the AFC with Kansas City and Tennessee, and Cincinnati looks like they have a bit of a stranglehold on that division now, and Buffalo feels better than New England at the moment. And then you have this kind of mess of these teams after that. Who are the last, you know, two playoff teams in the AFC right now? I mean, you have New England's at New England and Indy are at 9-6. Baltimore's at 8-7. Chargers are 8-7. Vegas is 8-7. The Steelers still have that tie that might help them out, which is really crazy. Miami, if with a win tonight, could go to 8-7. Who is this last team going to be in the AFC?
Yeah, fascinating, right? Like, I think Miami's the scariest team out there. Because if they beat the Saints tonight, beat the Titans next week, which is absolutely possible, right? Like, the Titans aren't playing that great of football. The 49ers just kind of fell into exactly what the Titans defense excels at. The Dolphins are the scariest team because they play absolute physical, real defense. And they can beat you on the ground, and Tua's playing all right. You know, the Chargers and the Raiders, like, they're kind of the same team. The Chargers can just score more points sometimes.
Yeah, I totally agree.
Yeah, they're just not that good. Like, they're just not consistent. The Ravens are trying to fall apart. Like, time is going to just let them fall apart on their own. They're a mess, man. But, yeah, man, like, the AFC at the bottom is a mess. I can't wait to see who makes it.
I don't feel like any of those teams are that bad, though. Like, each of those would be a 7 seed.
Yeah,
that
I wouldn't be excited to face any of those teams if I was
right.
The 2.
See, you know, if you just brought it up, like, that's a perfect point right there. All right, so, like, the Dolphins, like, if you face them, like, at first glance, like, it doesn't sound that bad, but then you're like, oh, dear God, like, they don't give up many points, and they make a lot of turnovers. They'll run the ball down your throat. Like, you don't want to face that, and they're hot right now, right? You look at the Chargers, yeah, they don't seem that great. But, dude, Justin Herbert in one game can put up 50 points, right? Like, if you catch him in that game, you're toast. Like, I think that the Raiders and the Ravens, I wouldn't mind playing them, because they just don't do it offensively, yeah, you know, for you. And you can have on their defense as well, obviously, you know, what Joe Burrow showed. But, yeah, I'm with you, man. Like, the Dolphins and the Chargers, dude, I wouldn't want to play them. You know what I mean? Like, just because you catch them on the wrong day, dude, and you're done.
When you saw the news about Joe Judge and Daniel Jones, how excited were you to bet on the Giants to have the worst record next year or Joe Judge to be the first coach fired?
Yeah, man, like, I'm just not buying into any of this. Like, let me say this. I don't think Daniel Jones is that bad of a quarterback. I'm not saying he's good.
He needs help.
But yeah, exactly. Like, you know, I remember seeing, you know, just giving a local perspective, I remember seeing Ryan Tannehill in Miami. Which, where you're like, this guy's not bad, but this team stinks. You know what I mean? And it's like, if you just give him, you know, an opportunity with a better team, he might show you something. But this Giants team, like, I'm out. I'm out on this, you know, on this coaching staff, and I'll tell you why. Like, this high school Harry stuff gets annoying. And have you ever noticed, like, the coaches that are the loudest, you know, about, oh, we play aggressive, we play to win, 10 toes down, we'll fight anybody in an alley. Those are always the most conservative, bland,
Mike Zimmer?
No creativity, right? Like, that's just, they're always like that. You know, so it's like I don't buy into what Joe Judge is trying to do. You know, you don't get logos on your shirts till you earn it. So, like, it's the NFL, dude. Like, let's just practice, get some good players that go. It's annoying to me.
We're all professionals here. We don't need any motivational speeches.
Yeah. Well, and it's one of those, like, where you look up, like, if you're one of the players, you're like, dude, I make more than you. Shut up. Right. Coach, man. Like,
this is a we have a Monday night game tonight between the Dolphins and Saints that will feature Ian Book, I believe, quarterbacking the New Orleans Saints. What in the world are we looking at here from a gambling perspective?
Oh, you're looking at 600 carries for Alvin Kamara tonight. That's what you're looking at. Like, it's going to be like, Ian Book's not that bad. But the problem is this, is that Miami's defense, first off, they run man press cover zero about 51% of the time. They have their cornerbacks, I mean, just man coverage, right on the line, right on you. You know what time it is. They give you zero time. And their defensive line is aggressive. They put pressure on the quarterback a ton. And they are going to have their ears pinned back tonight. So it could be tough for Ian Book. The problem is on the other side as well, is that you got Miami's offense, which is all right. It's pretty good. But the New Orleans Saints defense is really good. And they're going to have pressure on Tua as well. Like, this game, it's either going to be one of those to where they put up 60 points or they put up 10 points, right? You know what I mean? Like, it's only going to go one of those, like, two crazy extremes. And I think it's going to be the points, actually. I think this game gets pretty weird. Yeah. And I think it's going to be pretty fun. But, yeah, man, you're looking at two really good defenses tonight.
Alan Bell, what the hell, parlay of the week?
Perfect parlay right into that conversation, okay? So, look. You know what? We're going to go something a little wild, even more for tonight. Okay, here's what we've got. All right, and I'll put this on Twitter right after the show. All right, plus 1150. Here's all we need, fellas. Here's all we need.
Okay.
We need one fumble lost in the game. Okay?
Oh, yeah.
We can get that pretty easy. The final score has to end on an even number. All right? The Saints win outright.
Okay.
And the total points are over 37.5.
So
there you go.
So, all right, we're going to recap this. A fumble lost in the game. The final score ends on an even number. New Orleans wins and the over.
Yep, there you go.
Amazing. I love the even number throwing.
Yeah,
like,
I know.
This is like we
have any effect on that whatsoever, right?
It's a completely reasonable bet right up until the even number.
Well, that's the thing that makes it great. It's like Alan in his head is like, yeah, what the hell? Throw it in.
We look forward to it, man. We'll talk to you later.
All right. See you, boys. Thank you.
Alan Bell of Sportsline. Great stuff from him, as always. And we look forward to when that ball hits the ground tonight, somebody else jumping on it. Somebody from the other team jumping on it.
I better just get a text from you that's all caps fumble.
Bubba!
That's what I want. That's what I'm demanding out of you tonight.
Honestly, I love this. So this is like my kind of bet. It's just like, we don't have any, there's no statistical thing that we could look up. There's no number that would say it ends in. I wonder, like, throughout NFL history or maybe even just this year, if games have ended on an even number more or an odd number more. Hmm. I mean, there's no way there would be any edge to either side on that.
Think about the statistical trend of, like, no one used to score 30 points, and then, like, that's how the whole 30 pool of all 12 teams have done it so far this year.
Yep. Naturally.
Across 16 weeks.
Right. So. All right. So we'll see that one, and you can check out the Happer and Schaefer Twitter account on that shortly, as Alan will tweet that out. You can follow him at AlanBell247 on Twitter. Let's take a quick timeout. We'll welcome in Tom and Bach for the handoff next.
More of Happer and Schaefer is coming your way on 93.7 The Ticket and theticketfm.com.
Everyone knows therapy is great for solving problems, but getting therapy has its own problems too, like finding the right therapist, fitting into their schedule, and of course, the cost. Well, BetterHelp can solve those problems. It's totally online and built around your schedule. It's surprisingly affordable too. Connect with a credentialed therapist by phone, video, or online chat, all from the comfort of your home. Visit BetterHelp.com to learn more and save 10% on your first month. That's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.